nice. What kind of hello is that? No, I know, I caught you off guard. You're forgiven. Hey. It's now a good time. I was gonna come by last night, but I got tied up. So I thought I'd surprise you. Are you surprised? Yeah, I know, we have to be quiet. I saw that your friends are here. No, they didn't see me. They made sure of it. I made sure of it. I was careful. I have speed and agility, remember? I may as well be invisible. And anyway, would it really be so bad if they did see me? I promise not to eat them. Yeah, I know. They don't know about us. And they'll ask a bunch of questions and it'll complicate everything, I know. No, it's okay. I don't mind being discreet. I'm kind of used to it. You're not actually afraid that I'm gonna eat them though, right? Okay, good, because you know I get my fair share of blood from the hospital. Haven't drank from a human directly in years. Believe me, it does make things way harder. But having morals usually does. If you want me to leave, I can sneak back out. No, I know, but I don't want to take time away from you and your friends. Is that a goodbye kiss or a please stay kiss? You know I'd love to stay. Aren't they wondering where you are right now? You can just tell them that you were, I don't know, grabbing something to drink. It can take a while to find a drink, I should know. Or you can just tell them that you are spending quality time with your vampire girlfriend. You sure you'd rather be here? Really? I'm better company? I'm gonna tell them you said that. Is it because they don't kiss you like I do? They better not. Otherwise, I might actually have to eat them. Tell me something. Do you ever wish I weren't a vampire? It would make things a hell of a lot easier. You wouldn't have to worry about people finding out about me. Things could be normal. Normal is boring, but some people would take boring over complicated. Okay, if you say so. You taste good. None of your friends are gonna walk in on me kissing your neck, right? That would take some explaining. No, sorry, I need a moment. No, I'm just hungry. I haven't had anything to drink today. So, being this close to you is a little hard. I did. I took a little trip to the hospital last night, but, a nurse caught me in the lab trying to smuggle blood, and she called security before I could compel her. Long story short, I escaped, but I escaped empty-handed. I'm okay. They're okay. No harm, no foul. I'm just hungry. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I'm gonna go back to the hospital in a few days once I'm off their radar. For now, it'll just be like I'm fasting. I'll be okay. What'd you just say? Are you offering? You're offering me your blood. Seriously. That's probably not a good idea. There's a reason I don't drink blood directly anymore. It's like an addiction. If I start again, I don't know if I'll be able to quit, and then that puts pretty much everyone around me in danger. Especially you. I don't think you get it. I could literally drain you of blood if I'm not careful. It's not worth the risk. You're putting me in a really tough position right now, and I know you have good intentions, but seriously, just stop. It's like if I were an ex-crack addict and you're dangling a cocaine baggie right in front of my nose. Makes sense. That's why drinking from a blood bag is a much safer alternative. Doesn't taste half as good as fresh blood, but if it's not as good, then it's not as addictive. See? Wouldn't it be so much easier if I weren't a vampire? And I could kiss your neck without worrying that I'm gonna bite your head off. Sorry, I was just kidding. I have good self-control, so you don't have to worry. And I care about you too much to let anything bad happen to you. In all my years of being alive, I've never met anyone quite like you. Technically, I'm dead, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm dead. I thought you knew that. I mean, in the scientific sense of the word. Technically, you are in love with a corpse. I know, I guess I didn't really think about my state of being either. Until I realized I don't have a heartbeat. Look, I'll show you. Put your hand here. Feel that? Exactly. Now yours. Put your hand to your chest. And listen. And that's what it's supposed to sound like. Your friends are wondering where you are, by the way. I can hear them talking. I'm not eavesdropping on your friends. At least, not on purpose. Sometimes my ears pick up stuff involuntarily. Okay, you have no idea how many uncomfortable conversations I've been forced to endure. No, it's okay. Your friends are just asking where you went, that's all. I don't think they're onto us. Do you have to go back down there? just a few more minutes. There is one thing I have to ask you. Do you see yourself staying here forever? Or do you think you'll want to live somewhere else? Well, I just ask because in a couple years, I'll have to leave. It's part of being a vampire. I can't stay one place too long. People will start to notice I'm not getting any older. So, when that time comes and I have to start over somewhere new, I want you to come with me. Before you give me an answer, just listen. I've never really had a home. I've moved at least 50 times in my life. Makes it kind of hard to build a life somewhere when you know you're just gonna have to pick up and leave. Anyway, I didn't know what home felt like until I met you. You feel like home. And I want to be with you. Just think about it, okay? You have a couple years to mull it over. I just figured I'd get it out in the open. You should probably get back to your friends. But, I'll see you later, okay? I guess I'll, go out the window. I'll see you.